Spring is a time of the year packed with rites and rituals for me. Return of the robin, bluebird, and warblers. Blooming of hepatica, bloodroot, and spring beauty. And speaking ecologically, the closing of the canopy in the hardwoods, that marks the segue from spring to summer. Rites are by definition nostalgic events, marked by a certain sameness of episode and sequence. But any faithful spring watcher knows that no two springs are truly identical, and no one, regardless of age, should find his or her sense of anticipation of spring diminished as the years mount. One element of this many-faceted rite that brings me joy is the unveiling of the photos which will comprise the next year's edition of Naturalist View of Central New York. Devotees of this little snippet of Central New Yorkiana know that for 11 years I've attempted to provide in one or two or three sentences a verbal conceptualizer for each of the 13 photos in the calendar. It's a synergistic exercise combining the creative response of a sensitive eye, the photographer's, with a joyful reaction of a naturalist's heart, mine. A Naturalist View of Central New York, the calendar, was hatched in the fertile mind of Dr. John Calvert of Marcellus. Jack is well known for his creative ideas and for his support and leadership in the growth of natural history education in the Syracuse area. He was a key figure in the development and promotion of the Beaver Lake Nature Center concept, a new direction for Onondaga County Park System, in 1966. In order to advocate this new idea, he helped incorporate Onondaga Nature Centers, a private nonprofit group now known as Centers for Nature Education, which has also developed the Cuban Nature Center at Ithaca, Baltimore Woods programming, and an in-depth environmental education program in Central New York schools. As director of that organization, I was often the recipient of Jack's good brainstorms. One day in 1980, he came into my office and said something like this. I've been thinking. Centers for Nature Education has hundreds of beautiful slides of plants, wildlife, and natural areas of Central New York, just sitting in its files, hardly ever seen by anyone. We could put together a calendar that would help people appreciate the beauty of this area. Most calendars distributed locally have at most one or two local scenes, usually buildings. We could give people a calendar full. Could be a moneymaker, too. The more I thought about the idea, the more I liked it. A calendar provides year-round exposure to the producer's name, and I reasoned each month could carry a different environmental message related to the picture. The first 2 years, the slides came mostly from that picture file, plus a few solicitations, but we needed a broader base for our future selection, so we initiated a contest open to photographers of the Central New York environment. The only stipulation was that the photographer be a member of Centers for Nature Education. We gained a number of long-term members that way, plus some breathtaking examples of the photographer's art. Every year, several hundred slides are submitted, and the problem is, I am sure, to choose just 13, actually 12 this next year, from that amazing collection. I haven't had anything to do with the selection of the slides since the third year. I prefer it that way, since most of my ideas for interpretation generate from my first viewing of the selected slides. And being involved in the hassles over selection would be too stultifying. At any rate, the 1991 calendar will be a special issue. All the slides were selected for both their beauty and their appropriateness in symbolizing events in the 25 years of Onondaga Nature Centers for Nature Education history. Another good idea, I think. I look forward to the challenge. An even better idea would be to dedicate this special calendar to Jack, the originator of the calendar idea, and the only person I can think of who has been actively involved with CNE since its inception 24 years ago. The more I think of it, the more I like the idea. It's an idea that could have come from the great idea man himself, Jack Calvert. By the time you hear this, I should have returned from a week-long trip to Georgia, including time spent at Jekyll Island and Cumberland Island. I'll be eager to tell you about my adventures, I'm sure, but that will have to wait a week or two, perhaps after Earth Day. Meanwhile, if you haven't ever seen a naturalist view of Central New York, why don't you contact the Centers for Nature Education office at Baltimore Woods and see if you can't make a deal that will still assure you of 9 months' good viewing of Central New York nature at a greatly reduced rate. They're in the book. Now, that's all I have for this week. This is John Weeks saying thanks for listening. Tune in next week and keep it natural.